This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki briefs heads of diplomatic missions and ambassadors in Nepal about country's latest situation. Prime Minister says government's full focus is on conducting free and fair elections. Ministry of Communication and Information Technology holds discussions with Gen Z youth representatives. Undefeated Nepal clinches ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier title, defeats Samoa by 124 runs. And Zelensky leaves White House without Tomahawk missiles after talks with Trump. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stated that the current government will peacefully transfer power to an elected government within 6 months. Prime Minister Karki made this remark during a detailed briefing held yesterday at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Singhadarbar, addressing ambassadors, diplomats and representatives of development partner organizations based in Kathmandu. The briefing covered the country's political situation, upcoming elections, good governance and international partnerships. Prime Minister Karki, also Foreign Affairs Minister, highlighted the rapid political changes following the Gen Z movement, noting its challenges and opportunities. Speakers called it a historic turning point in Nepal's democracy, urging reflection on limited progress since the new constitution and stressing that people's legitimate aspirations must be addressed. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has gathered suggestions from the Gen Z youth representatives from the tech sector on topics such as good governance, digital transformation, the digital economy, promotion of emerging technologies and youth engagement. During a discussion held at the ministry yesterday, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel said youth tech sector suggestions are vital for improving good governance and technology use, reflecting key concerns from the recent Gen Z movement. Minister Kharel emphasized technology's vital role in disasters, highlighting early warning systems that saved lives and property, and stressed its importance in advancing education, health, agriculture and infrastructure. Communication Secretary Radhika Aryal said the ministry is progressing with technology development plans and will incorporate valuable youth suggestions. Gen Z tech representatives emphasized the need for better use of infrastructure to promote good governance and a corruption-free society, urging expanded technology use, nationwide mobile coverage, improved internet services, enhanced Nepal Telecom Organization data center development, and revival of programs like Hello Sarkar to strengthen citizen engagement. The District Administration Office in Kathmandu has imposed a two-month ban on protest demonstrations, sit-ins and rallies in several sensitive areas of the capital. The order issued by Chief District Officer Iswar Raj Paudel yesterday restricts gatherings of more than five people, citing concerns over potential unrest, vandalism and mob violence. Prohibited zones include areas around the President's office, Vice President's office, Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, Singhadarbar, Narayan Hiti Palace Museum and key junctions like Lanchaur, Samakhusi and Bhadrakali. The restriction effective from yesterday is enforced under the Local Administration Act 2028, Section 6 and aims to maintain peace and public safety. The Nepali Army has voiced deep concern over the serious security risk posed by weapons looted and prisoners who escaped during the Gen Z demonstrations held on September 8 and 9. Speaking at a press conference at Army headquarters yesterday, officials called for coordinated efforts at all levels to recover the remaining weapons and re-arrest the fugitives. According to the information shared by the army, out of 15,588 prisoners who escaped during the unrest, 8,799 have returned. Similarly, 586 of the 978 looted weapons have been recovered so far. The protest, which erupted at 484 locations across the country, claimed the lives of 22 demonstrators, 3 police personnel, 10 prisoners and 41 civilians. Additionally, 688 government offices and public infrastructures were damaged in acts of vandalism and arson. The army has stressed the urgent need for unity and swift action to restore public safety and order. The Election Commission and the Indigenous Nationalities Commission, INC, submitted their annual reports for the fiscal year 2024-25-2081-82 BS to President Ramchandra Paudal at a ceremony held at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas yesterday. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari and INC Chairperson Ram Bahadur Thapa Magar presented their respective reports to the head of state during the event. The government has unveiled the Immediate Reform Action Plan 2082 BS to enhance the effectiveness of public services aimed at the growth and expansion of the industrial sector. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Anil Kumar Sinha has introduced the action plan with the goal of completing it within the next 5 months. The comprehensive plan outlines 20 action points for the industrial sector, 8 for the commercial sector and 11 for the supply sector. Following extensive discussions with stakeholders and representatives from the industrial and commerce sectors, the ministry has rolled out the work plan, which is expected to foster an industrial environment and pave the way for economic growth. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has approved the master plan for the TU Cricket Stadium, designating it as a national pride project. The plan proposed by Urban Development Minister Kulman Ghising and endorsed at Thursday's cabinet meeting outlines Nepal's first international cricket stadium estimated to cost 10 billion rupees. In a recent site inspection, Minister Ghising expressed confidence that the project will promote international sports and tourism. Now a sports update. Nepal has clinched the ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Pacific qualifier title by remaining unbeaten throughout the tournament held in Oman. In their final Super 6 match yesterday evening, Nepal defeated Samoa by 124 runs. Despite playing all 20 overs, Samoa scored only 87 runs with loss of 7 wickets. Batting first after losing the toss, Nepal posted a target of 212 runs. Opener Asif Sheikh and all-rounder Dipendra Singh Airy contributed half centuries for Nepal. Asif contributed 69 runs from 41 balls and Dipendra scored 53 runs out of 33 balls. Nepal, UAE and Oman have already qualified for the upcoming T20 World Cup. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appears to have left Washington without securing a deal for Tomahawk cruise missiles after a meeting with US President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, while both leaders described the meeting as cordial, Zelensky said discussions on long-range weapons were held privately as Washington is cautious about escalating the conflict. Trump later urged both Kyiv and Moscow to stop where they are and end the war in a social media post following the talks. Zelensky reportedly suggested exchanging Ukrainian drones for Tomahawks and praised Trump's peacemaking role in the Middle East, encouraging him to help broker peace in Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki briefs heads of diplomatic missions and ambassadors in Nepal about country's latest situation. Prime Minister says government's full focus is on conducting free and fair elections. Ministry of Communication and Information Technology holds discussions with Gen Z youth representatives. Undefeated Nepal clinches ICC T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier title, defeats Samoa by 124 runs. And Zelensky leaves White House without Tomahawk missiles after talks with Trump. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.